The people of Nazareth were a religious people. They had their synagogue in town and regularly came on Friday evenings for the synagogue service. And they would go to the temple in Jerusalem for the great feasts. But they were totally unready for and taken aback at this Jesus, whom they thought they knew. And the issue wasn't that Jesus was somehow unsuitable, or wasn't that he was somehow doing something wrong, or, and it wasn't even that they had some sort of problem about him healing the sick. The problem was that God was there. And that was altogether too much for them. If you want to put it that way, they had been doing and were comfortable with a sort of religion without God. Although that scarcely makes any sense, but nevertheless, they kind of thought how things should be going and that things should be going pretty much as they had been going. And then the living God, having become human in the person of Jesus, was there among them, and they couldn't handle it. They couldn't deal with it. They recoiled. They pulled back. They didn't want anything to do with him. Why would that be? Well, if God is the one who is present and active, then you can't make any bargains, you can't do any deals, you can't sort of receive him on your own terms, you can't sort of have the world the way you want it and sort of add a little something on to the top of it somehow or other. No, to be spoken to by God, to be present to God who is moving and acting and personally addressing you, there is no other choice except the complete and total gift of oneself, the complete and total reception of what God is saying and meaning and doing, and to find there an entire new way of life. That's the way we understand baptism, isn't it? Baptism is our being plunged into the very death and resurrection of Jesus, and it is the beginning of a new life, which is eternal life, to which our natural human life is completely subjected. There is nothing that God has given us in creation. There is nothing of the good of creation. There is nothing of the beauty of creation that is not caught up into this new life that he calls us to and that he leads us to. God's word is being spoken among us. And it's being spoken among us this morning with a warning that if we fail, then we are left out. There is no further way forward for us except by that total acceptance of what God has spoken and what God is doing. And that stirs up in our lives in a variety of ways and in a variety of contexts. And you never know when the Word of God is going to come completely alive for you, but that's what's happening. And so now we put a name to it. God is personally addressing us, in and through His Son, Jesus Christ, and calling us to the life for which He has created us. So much so that this natural life of ours, which fades and finally vanishes entirely, is only the first stage of a life that goes forever and a life that is meant to transform the life that we live now. And so you begin to see why the people of Nazareth reacted the way they did. This is serious stuff. You can't just play with it. It's not a game. And the coming to terms with it is no less than coming to terms with the whole of the life that we have been given, and to find out finally what it is for and what it is meant to accomplish. Today, may we hear this word, because it is a word spoken to us in utter love, in a love that goes beyond our imagining. We have been received, we have been loved in a way that we have not even begun to touch. And it is that love that beckons us into life. May we hear that word, and may we come then to receive the gift of God, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, given to us this morning as a sign to us of that love, and a sign to us of the total seriousness of that call and the total beauty of the life that we have been given.